Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1495, air date October 21st, 2024.
Hello, everyone. My name is Suresh. I'm a proud leader in the Truth Freedom Health Movement. Today, we are excited to bring you a citizens' discussion forum featuring our incredible volunteers from the state of New York. Welcome to all our amazing participants. Telio from New York City, Steve from Syracuse, George from West Central New York, Ed from Middletown, and I'm in Buffalo, New York. So the purpose of today's forum is to hear from real people, regular hardworking individuals just like you. This isn't about any celebrities, socialites, elites, someone coming to save us. We are not looking up to anybody here. We are building a bottoms-up movement. We are inspiring others by building a bottoms-up movement, which is powered by everyday working people from around the world. This is a global movement, and today I'm happy to welcome our tremendous warriors, warrior scholars from the state of New York. I would like to give a quick, brief introduction to the state of New York. Trey, if you can share, I'd like to see show everyone where New York is located. Thanks, Trey. So that's the United States everybody's looking at. So the New York State is located in the northeastern part of the United States, if you're joining us from around the world. And it's known for its rich history. It borders New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, and also has an international border with Canada. And you see Great Lakes there. It's home to the natural landmark, Niagara Falls. New York City is the largest city in the state. It's not the capital of New York State. Albany is the capital of New York State. And it's home to the longest continuous waterway in the US, the Erie Canal. And then New York City, even though it's not the capital, it was the first capital of the United States after the Constitution was ratified. The first president, George Washington, took the oath of office there in New York City as the first president in 1789. As you see today, we have New York City has a large community of people from various backgrounds. New York City plays a significant role in agriculture. It's a second top producer of apples, and then it produces dairy products and maple syrup. It also is home to the largest state park in the US, Adirondack Park, and then home to the first pizzeria in the US, Lombardi's. The Buffalo Wings originated here. And most importantly, this is very related to what we are doing, women's rights movement. New York was central to the women's suffrage movement. The first women's rights convention was held in Seneca Falls in 1848, beginning the organized advocacy for women's rights. 1848 is a long time ago. It was a revolutionary time. So in 1920 is when it saw the success. The 19th Amendment came. So when we say suffrage movement, suffrage means basically literally means the right to vote. Back then, in 1848, when women's rights movement started, women cannot vote; they could not participate in electing representatives. So New York played a central role in women's suffrage movement. So that's a brief introduction to New York State. I want to go through all of our participants here. Thanks for joining us today, everyone, taking your time from your family on a Sunday. So I'm going to start with Steve first. Let's start with you, Steve. Can you tell us about you? Share us your journey, who you are, where you are from.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Suresh. So I grew up in Ontario, Canada, actually. So I lived there in rural Ontario until I started working for a living. I moved to Toronto, and then eventually I moved to New York City briefly to work, to take a job. And then they sent me to the UK for a year. I lived there for a year, and then I came back to New York in 2006. And yeah, I lived down there in the city for a long time. But then about 10 years ago, I moved upstate. Now I'm in another rural community again, back where I started, but this time in upstate New York. And it's great. It's much like the place where I grew up. But since I've been living in America for this long now, almost 20 years, yeah, it feels like home now. I've got my citizenship just earlier this year, finally. So that's great. And yeah, thanks, man. It's about time. My wife was telling me that I need to do it for a long time, so I finally stopped procrastinating.
Yes, it's a lot of paperwork to become a citizen.
Actually, it wasn't that bad, man. I feel like compared to the green card, it was a little bit easier.
I see. Wonderful. Yeah. So Trey, if you can bring up Ontario, if people will, we can also make this a geography lesson a little bit for people to know. I would like to show people where people grew up. Trey, if you're around, where was the place?
Steve? Oh, wow. See if you can find Lucknow, Ontario.
It's, I guess Ontario is good enough. So
yeah, yeah. It's a very small. That's on near Lake Huron, I guess. Lake Huron is the big lake in the middle. Or no, that's Georgian Bay. It's a little farther south. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So it's.
So what do you do here, Steve?
I'm a computer programmer.
Okay.
Work in the financial industry.
Got it.
Yeah, Wall Street stuff. I'm actually going back down there in about a week. It's been a long time. I haven't been down to the city since before COVID, so it'll be fun.
Yeah, New York State is also known for its for Wall Street.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one of the things I did not mention. I didn't want to mention, but...
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Thanks, Steve. Great to have you today.
Thanks
for that introduction. And next, I would like to go to George. George, if you could tell us, start about your journey, where you are from, what do you do? Tell us who you are. You have to unmute yourself, George.
I'm from an industrial city in New Jersey. I grew up right near Giant Stadium, you could say, stone throw. And I moved out of there. I moved into New York State because, I like the country. And I worked as a carpenter. I guess I got into carpentry and masonry about 20, 21 years old. I switched from doing sheet metal work to doing more carpentry and masonry and such. And I was down in that part of the state for till about 84, and then I moved into West Central New York. And it was, I did relocate here about 6-7 years ago. It's not as rural, but I've been self-employed since about 1984. Excuse me.
No problem. Thanks, Trey, for bringing up New Jersey. Like I said in the beginning, New Jersey is New York State's the border with New Jersey. You're able to speak? Okay, George is on a call. George, are you speaking? If you're speaking, you have to unmute yourself. If not, I can go to the next person.
Oh. No, do you hear me now?
Yes.
I don't know what's going on my computer because it says mute right now. And when you ask me,
we can hear you.
I went to unmute.
Okay.
But you can hear me right now. Yes. Okay, where was I?
You were telling us about what you do, what you learned. Age of 21, you
Right now I've been, well, I'm retired now. I retired at 62, but I did construction for myself. Put it this way. I've been in business for close to 40 years. Yeah, because I was self-employed at about 28. And it's been a journey. And here we go again. Excuse me. Take that. But actually, I got to say, when I retired at 62, no, about 58, I came across David Icke. And I really got awakening on what's going on in the world. And make a long story short, I came across Dr. Shiva, and I thought he was great. And he was running for president. And I've been following him.
Okay. Awesome. I'll come back to you.
I'm in a very rural area. I have his signs in front of my place. Mm-hmm. And I got a couple people to vote for him already.
Oh,
since I started about, say a month ago.
Excellent. Great work, George. Thanks, George, for that introduction. I'll go to Delio next.
Hey,
Delio, if you can introduce yourself, Delio, tell us about you.
Yeah, so my name is Delio Fernandez. I was born and raised in New York, New York City. I've been basically or mainly living here all my life, except for about 6 years where I lived in the Dominican Republic, in New Jersey, in Pennsylvania, in Miami. Went into the produce industry, working for some fellows, and out of the largest produce market in the in terms of value, at least I'm told that sells the most produce in the U.S. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I basically worked in this in and out of the market, and when I all the time that I worked in the market, I always worked like I had my own business. I really took pride. I was really proud in what I did. And about 14 years ago, I decided to open up my own warehouse after a good 30 years of doing this for someone else. And yes, I've been operating this warehouse for the past 14 years with my wife. I have two wonderful kids who are older now. And New York's been great. I really enjoy the city. I really enjoy everything that it has to offer. And I enjoy working with the customers, talking with them, aside from selling them the produce. And that's what I do.
Wonderful. Thank you, Delio, for the intro. It's a privilege to know you. I work with you a lot. You're an amazing guy. So thanks for the introduction. We'll hear more from Delio shortly. Next, I want to go to Ed. Ed, please share your journey with us. Tell us who you are, where you're from.
Okay, good. I'm Ed Hearn. I don't generally present myself as such, but I'm a Catholic priest. And actually, I've spent more time outside of the United States than I have inside the United States. I did some work in Harlem, New York, Arlington, Virginia, And then I went to Tanzania in East Africa, and I spent 12 years there. And for the past 35 years, I lived in Paraguay, South America. That's my journey. In hindsight, I have to really say that what I'm all about is, and Dr. Shiva has helped me visualize this a lot more. But the object of the church, and I don't want to make this churchy, but this is my interest. The object of the church is to proclaim Jesus dead and risen, but also, and people generally get that, but also, and what they don't get, and I've struggled with all my life, is that we're called to the mission of the church. And I see in the movement of Dr. Shiva, he's leading us in this way. And actually, my history has shown me that I've suffered a lot of blows for trying to bring this not only proclamation, but living the truth. Jesus led in the kingdom of God. And so that's why, that's part of my history. I consider myself a priest, even though I'm married. I have 9 children. 4 of them live in Paraguay and 5 of them here in the United States. I'm 86 years old. I'm working at Home Depot. That's sort of my history.
Thank you, Ed, for that introduction. 86 years old, volunteering. Ed was collecting signatures. Ed is going to speak about it, but Ed, you are a true role model. It's never too late. You are. I know you were collecting signatures. You were giving us updates. What you're doing every day. It's great to know you.
Can I just say this? Dr. Shiva is the answer to my Angela in Spanish, everything that I've striven for. So, I'm totally committed to the movement.
Excellent. Thank you, Ed. That was wonderful. So now we know, like I said in the beginning, New York has a diverse range, community of group of people, like we have on the panel here today. Next, I want to have everybody tell us their journey to the movement, the bottoms-up movement that we're building. Tell us how you became involved in the movement, what inspired you to join, why are you passionate about being part of the movement. I'll go again, start with Steve. Steve, if you can tell us your journey to the movement.
Yeah, so I can think back to the last summer I was in Canada visiting with my brother for a week. And yeah, we were sharing some different videos because we both have been interested in quote unquote conspiracy theory stuff for a while. And basically it was just an awareness that things aren't right in the world, right? And we have to try to improve things for us and everybody else. So yeah, I was talking to him and we both kind of came to the conclusion, like the only way we can make it better is people have to be educated, right? Too many people are walking around like, it's like in the Matrix, right? Where people are just walking down the street and they have no idea what's going on. And it's like, they don't want to be unplugged. They're not ready to be unplugged. But I was like, you have to like educate people, right? But I had this sense that that's what needed to happen. This was back in July, but it just seemed like it would be hard to even to start, right? And then a month later, a friend of mine has happened to send me a video where Dr. Shiva was speaking. And I heard him. I'm like, wow, this guy's really, not only does he get it, but he's got a plan and he's moving forward with it. And I'm like, this is awesome. So I just went to the truthfreedomhealth.com, signed up, started, I did the Get Off the Plantation course, of course, and then immediately went into the Warrior Scholar Program, which I'm almost done it now, so I'm looking forward to wrapping that up. And then, yeah, there coming up on the screen there. Yeah, it's absolutely worth doing. I've learned so much from it. Especially if you're kind of like a left brain person, like an engineer, or like anybody like that, logical. It's very, very appealing to those types of people, although there's plenty of the Eastern stuff too, which is great if you're into the more spiritual side of things. But yeah, it's been really great.
Wonderful. Thank you, Steve, for sharing that. I agree. It was knowledge in the beginning, and then it kind of became more spiritual when you go and connect with people. It unlocks something in you and you become a different person. I'd like to hear from others as well. Thanks, Steve. Let's go to George. George, can you also tell us about your journey to the movement?
Well, I always knew there was things going on in the world, you know. We're not told the truth. I mean, Oswald Shaw Kennedy, just for an example. But when I moved up, when I relocated into West Central New York, I didn't have hard time finding work at 58 years old, and no TV, on a computer. And I came across David Icke, of all people, and he really woke me up on what's going on in the world. And then you start listening to other people like him, and more people that aren't even on YouTube anymore. They're just eliminated. But I came across Dr. Shiva, and I enjoyed, you know, he was right on. You know, a very honest guy, comes from where I grew up. And I know Paterson, New Jersey, and he was, you know, thrown in all nationalities, like he says, he was with. But he impressed me very much. And just recently, before the election, I just get bent out of shape listening to you talk to people on how corrupt things are. And they want to vote for these people. And but anyway, I joined up. I put signs in front of the house, bumper stickers on the vehicles. And we have, you know, my lady and I, we hand out cards, and we got a couple of people to vote, which I think is good. But that's how I started. You know, I came across, like I said, it's all who you watch on the computer. If you watch liberal stuff on the computer, you're not going to find David, Dr. Shiva. You know, he's going to pop up with people with like minds.
Researching.
Okay, thank you, George, for that. So that was your journey, right? Anything you want to add?
Well, I hope Dr. Shiva runs again, and if it didn't, I and I hope the population comes to realize what the media really is. Because to me, it's all theater. That's all it is.
Yep.
Even when Trump supposedly got shot the first time or grazed, my first thought was, oh, come on. What a Secret Service is putting him up for a second shot? You know, it's just so ridiculous, the whole nine yards. And a lot of people agree with me on it. But and then I didn't even pay attention other times. Harris, I can't even listen to for maybe a minute, and the Don about five, and I just turned it off. Because, like I said, I believe it's all theater.
It is. Thank you, George.
Okay. Thank you for letting me speak.
No problem. They will continue the theater. Okay. They need to stay in the spotlight. They need to continue their lifestyle. So they are going to do what they have to do. I think what we should totally focus on is what we do. So I don't even pay attention to what they're doing anymore. My full focus, time, and attention, because our lives are short, and time passes fast. So we should use our short life that we have to do something constructive. So I would not be distracted by all the theater that happens. You're right, it's all theater, but we need to focus and build the movement. Thank you, George, for that. Next, I'm going to go to Delio. Delio, please share with us your journey to the movement. What sparked your interest? Why are you passionate about being part of the movement? Why you became involved?
Absolutely, Suresh. So throughout my life, I've always been curious. I never, that childhood curiosity and questioning never left me. But I knew that things just weren't working. Things didn't work. I would ask why, as a child even, I would ask, why are there people begging on the streets or sleeping on the streets for and begging for nickels while others go to the moon? All these disparities, all these inconsistencies. So when I finished my formal education, looking back on that, I know that I was brainwashed and indoctrinated. I wasn't taught to think critically. I was just taught to obey, to follow rules and go along to get along. But I always had that thought or that feeling that something was not right. So anyway, when events over time happened or were happening, I just questioned the official narratives of things. And then you come across certain documentaries, you come across certain speakers, you read certain books, and you find that the answers are there. You find that everything, there are a lot of people that are trying to tell you things, but no one really has the plan. No one had the system to fix all the problems. So while you have all the pundits, all the intellectuals, everyone telling you what's wrong, no one like Dr. Shiva puts it together for you and gives you the tools to actually make the change. And that's what actually led me to him. And I knew, or I know, that it can be done, because I've said this before. In another country, it was done. Someone from the bottoms up came up and started to transform or transform the country. And so it's been fascinating. Truly fascinating to go through the course, to after I'm 58 years old, and while I've always spoken or talked with a lot of people, I never had the chance to try and make that change. And with Dr. Shiva, I feel that we can make that change. I saw a video on him, the cocksucking video, and I said, that's it. That guy, that's the guy who has it. That is spot on, And I jumped on it and I ran with it. And yeah, that's that was how I came to the movement.
Thank you, Delio, for sharing that. Yeah, it was extemporaneous for Dr. Chiva. Like, we all are seeing what's happening to innocent children and innocent people. And that was righteous anger that all of us have, and Dr. Chiva expressed that. So, yeah, thanks for sharing your story. Ed, if you could share, Ed, what motivated you, what inspired you to join the movement for Truth, Freedom, Health? Why are you part of the movement?
Okay, yes. In order to know my journey, I think I have to go in hindsight back to my early youth, my early ages. Actually, I've always been interested in helping the poor. At 14 years old, I joined a congregation that worked among the poor. And I'm also interested in looking for the truth. I spent 3.5 years during this period. I left the congregation and spent 3.5 years in a Trappist monastery. And then the Trappist monastery, I returned to the missionary congregation. My interest is in living the faith. I initially started working in St. Mark's in Harlem, New York. And actually, I only stayed there a year. They told me that I was ordained as a priest and not as a social worker. So my whole life is trying to add that second dimension to the mission, which is extending the kingdom of God. And then after that, I went to Arlington, Virginia during the time of the Vietnam War. After a manifestation, I had a big sign on my little Volkswagen saying that, and they killed children too. And I had to make the decision, would I go to Arlington Hall? I was serving or helping the there in Arlington Hall in the Pentagon. Would I go with that big sign on my car? And I decided that I would. Okay, so that was in Arlington, Virginia. Then I got my dream to go to Africa. I started a development office there. And it was a somewhat of a ground movement, but then they sort of wanted to make me sort of executive director, but to hand it over to the institution. And I left there and went to South America. Seriously, somebody asked me, why are you going to South America? And I said, to get this guy out of office. Alfredo Schaffner was in office for 35 years. And I was somewhat instrumental in bringing international attention to the situation in Paraguay. And he got on a plane and left Paraguay. I'm not saying that, but I was somewhat, I had my little finger in there working toward that end. And so that my whole life, so coming up to Dr. Shiva, I'm sort of trying to make this link between, faith and action. And I sort of started concentrating on Jesus and the Kingdom of God movement that he was leading. And this led me to Dr. Shiva. The only way I can explain it is truth speaks the truth in the recesses of the heart. And that's how I came to Dr. Shiva. I was led by truth to Dr. Shiva.
Wonderful. Thank you, Ed, for sharing that. Next, I want to ask about what everybody is currently doing. What have they done so far being part of the movement? I would like you all to highlight your accomplishments, what you have done, and what you're working on currently, and what do you want to do next? What do you aim to achieve moving forward? What are you thinking about to grow this bottoms-up movement? So I'd like to go to Steve.
Hey, Suresh. Yeah, so I mean, I started doing the Warrior Scholar program and learning about the science of systems, which is very enlightening, of course. So that was sort of how I started. And then at one point in the program, you're urged to get on the ground and try to share the information with some other people, right? So right around that time, I was also hearing that we needed to get some cards passed out. So I have gone out on three occasions now and just done the drill, right, and put the cards on people's cars in the parking lots. And I started kind of slower. I think the first time I went out, I managed to play 300 cards. That was hard for me because I kept getting scared and seeing people and moving to the next parking lot, right? And then I went out a second time and I was kind of more relaxed about it and I got into kind of a zen. But then the third time was the best. So second time, I think I did like 420 or something. Third time though, I hit this big mall and I was just totally in like a flow state the whole time. And I must have put like almost 1,000 cards. It was great. So I just went like nuts. And work's been real busy for the last couple of weeks, unfortunately. So I didn't get out, but I want to try and get out a couple more times before the election at least. And then also I'm close to finishing the Warrior Scholar program. So I want to finish that. And then I guess there's some more courses to do after that, right? So I'm keen to see what those are about. I don't know if they go more into the systems health or if they're more about the leadership training or maybe both, but yeah, I'm excited to learn more and hopefully try to share the information with more people. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Awesome. Yeah. On Truth, Freedom, Health, we encourage continued education. We want our people to grow, learn, become better and better. So there is so much content, thousands of hours of work has been put together. If you go to the dashboard, you will see all the videos, all the courses. It's endless. So it's great that you're looking forward to learn more.
Yeah. Oh, I want to read the other books too, actually. I've read The System and Revolution. I'm not even joking. I've probably read it like 10 times now. I keep like going back to the beginning and reading again because it's so good, right? But I want to get the trilogy too and get through those soon.
Oh, that's awesome. You have read it 10 times. You're pretty good. Well,
you get more out of it every time, right?
Yes. Yes. Awesome. The first time you read it, you absorb 2% or 5%. And then the more you read it, you absorb more. You find new golden nuggets. The Warrior Scholar program that I will talk about later is the same way. Like, we want people to take it again and again and again, because there is so much, like 500 years of human accomplishments compressed into like a 3-hour video. So we recommend everybody to take that many times. So I'm glad you went out, handed out cards. If you have leaves, I would recommend you take some leaves before the elections, and you can end up distributing more cards. So that's a tip. I'm thinking of taking some days off and hand out more cards if you have vacation days left.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you, Steve. Next, let's go to George. George, please tell us what you have done so far, how it has impacted you, your accomplishments, ongoing things that you're working on.
I only think it's been a month ago since I received some bumper stickers, and I got some signs, and I put some signs up, and I got to say, I got a couple people, you know, on our side, And there are many places, unless I go to the city, to put cards on cars. And honestly, my lady just said she put them in the laundromat, which is good.
That's a great idea. Yeah, people are sitting there waiting for their load to finish.
But anyway, I was saying I'd like to give cards to people. I know it's a sure thing; they're going to do something. I can't waste them. I can't. That's just my personality. I can't throw them around because I know. I was stingy with my own business cards all these years. You just don't throw cards around. I know what happens. But. I bring up Dr. Shiva enough. I get my balls busted enough about it. But, you know, and people know I'm right, and they're going to vote for less of the evil, and I tell them so. Mm-hmm. So after the next 4 years, can I give my opinion on who's going to win?
No, I think it depends on what we do. Anything can happen in the next few days. I think let's not conjecture. Let's not talk about hypothetical situations. I would like our New York volunteers to focus on, okay, this is what we need to do. There's many possibilities of future to exist, and it all depends on what we do collectively. We can make anything happen. Dr. Shiva is working so hard to do all these lives, do all the interviews. He's calling people individually and educating them. On Twitter, people are coming and talking, so he goes and educates. I'm on there helping Trey, Crystal, a lot of people go and educate. That's the only way. Like, Rome was not built in a day. A journey of 1,000 miles begins in one small single step. It's one person at a time. There's no quick shortcut. It's like a big fishing net you're putting, and then you'll only catch few who want to save themselves. We are looking for people who want to save themselves. And amongst a large group of people, there's not going to be many. Like you, all five of us here, there's going to be select few. Many don't want to change themselves. So don't get disheartened by these few who don't want to listen to you. I'll just keep going, keep hitting, never give up. Keep handing out cards, work with Delio. We will strategize what we need to do. All we have to do is focus on what we can do. Forget about what others are doing, what's going to happen. We become the engineers of our own destiny. We create our own future. So let's just focus on that. Thank you, George. Thank you. Let's go to Delio. Hey, Delio. I know you have accomplished a lot. So
this past year, I think I'm going on a year now. I definitely broke out of my shell. I started handing out the flyers, I always speak with people, continually speak with people, but now I have the cards, I have the tools to say, okay, well, we're talking about all the problems, let's solve them. Let's start to solve them. And then we went on to collect signatures as best that I could, considering that I worked 7 days. I collected signatures, translated the current card with the help of Dr. Shiva and a doctor out in Utah, Dr. Rudy. Translated the card into Spanish. We continue to meet on a weekly basis in New York State, the volunteers. Sometimes it's only two of us. Sometimes it's seven. Sometimes it's eight. Sometimes it's four. But that's something that I want to continue. We will continue to do. And talk amongst ourselves and let us know our experiences and continue to strategize. Recently, we got all the electors. We got 28 electors in New York to get Dr. Shiva officially as a candidate for write-in that now when his name is written in on the ballot, the votes will be counted. So we officially did that this past coming week with the help of Rebecca and Crystal. And or another volunteer in Ohio, in Ohio, I think her name was Georgia, who helped me call certain people to become electors. And, you know, the goals for after the election is just to continue the meetings, continue the activism, continue to press upon people, and just pointing out to different people the errors of their ways, that whoever they voted for, because things are going to continually go downhill. And continue speaking with people and continually going on to the Dr. Shiva's website and educating myself more, so taking these so I can have these tools to better speak with people. So yeah, that's what I look forward to.
That's great, Delio. Yeah, you have worked a lot. New York State is one of the tough states to get a candidate on the ballot. So it was great. So it's a journey. We flexed our activism muscles and we came together. We focused on a task and we accomplished it. So,
And I want to say one more thing. Going forward, I want, and we should all want, is to get people to look for the next election so that we can collect the signatures to get them on the ballot the next time, that we have a ground force of conscience people that not do it willy-nilly, but actually focus on getting those signatures to truly get them on the ballot. So that's something that I would definitely one of the goals that I jotted down to do.
Awesome. Splendid, Delio. Thank you. Next, let's go to Ed. Ed, please tell us what you're working on, what you have done, your accomplishments, what you aim to achieve moving forward.
Okay. Actually, as I left off my search for truth, my initial stage of meeting or getting to know Dr. Shiva was delving into everything that he did write. Not everything, my God, no. But anyway, just delving into what he was saying, and I still do that. Reading all of his ebooks and doing all the work that I could on the computer. And I think like yourself, I'm a lot freer now because he freed me. There's some things that I don't have to do anymore. In other words, showing me that it's all a game. I really don't have to look into a lot of things, and it gives me more time. I was able to work on signatures, telephone calls. Delio has been great in sending me yard signs. I have about eight of them in Middletown. And I'm giving out anything you throw out at me. I'm giving out the cards. It's very easy. Middletown has all kinds of parking areas where cars are all parked all the time. Actually, one of the things that I did do systematically was they're like two churches, two Catholic churches, and one shrine. I made sure that I got all the times of the masses and put cards on all of the cars that were parked there. I say systematic because I hope that they're more conscious than most people. It may not be true, but I hope they are. So that's what I'm working on. My future plan, or what I'm thinking of, is let me just get a little. When I was in South America, actually I was in a march, and we did something, and everybody ran, and I decided not to run. So I stayed there and got beaten by the police, and I used that as a stepping stone to bring attention, international attention, to what has happened in Paraguay. I also am drawn to a thinker, Théo de Chardin, who talks about concentration and expansion. And so I'm sort of looking to concentrate here in Middletown, and hopefully from there we'll expand. But as I say, thanks to Leo, he sent me these yard signs, and I have like 8 of them. 2 of them have been taken away, but 8 of them are still vibrant and in sight of a lot of traffic, and giving out the cards. If any generous donations are there, I would like to get more yard signs and put more yard signs there. And any cards that I get, I want to get them out before November 5th.
Excellent. Thank you, Ed. We are getting close to 1 hour mark. I guess we can conclude shortly. So as everybody has seen, we have working people in our movement who want to take action, who want to save themselves. They're not looking up to anyone to come and save themselves. And I recommend everybody to think that way. Don't have any negative thoughts. Don't let that come to you. Focus on what we can do. Anything we wish, anything we want to happen, we can make it happen if we think that way, if we do the right thing. Everything we need is within ourselves, otherwise we won't be here. We will not blame anybody for anything. The only people to blame is ourselves. Our inactivity is leading to all of this. So let's get active. Let's get involved. So how do you get involved? How did all of us here get started? So first thing I want everybody to do is go watch shattertheswarm.com. Go to shattertheswarm.com and learn how the few control the many. There's a 15-minute incredible video from Dr. Shiva. It took him like 15 years to create that video. It's a nice whiteboard video. Watch that. So go to shattertheswarm.com. Have everybody watch it. Send it to your friends. Invite people to your home. And watch Shatter the Swarm. That's the first step. Next, once you go there, you will see on the right side, there's a free course, Get Off the Plantation. Become a free member, go through Get Off Plantation course. We have a few sets of videos there, lots of systems videos that shows how the few manipulate, how they use system science to manipulate us. So get off the plantation next after you watch Shatter the Swarm. Next, become a warrior scholar. Take the warrior scholar program. So you understand the fundamentals. You learn how to fight. You'll become an effective leader in your committee. You'll become a systems person. You look at the whole instead of looking at parts. You will not take a reductionist approach. And we recommend everybody in our movement to go through that course. This way, everybody is rowing in the same direction. Everybody understands the basics, the terminologies, where we are coming from. So Shatter the Swarm first get off the plantation and then become a warrior scholar. And every Thursday at 8 p.m. and 11 a.m. Eastern, come to Dr. Shiva's open house. Thanks, Trey, for putting that up. It's free. Anybody can come, listen to Dr. Shiva. There'll be a Q&A section. If you're chosen, you can speak. If you have good questions, he'll let you speak. If you want to ramble, speak BS, I don't think that's the time. We have limited time. Life is short, so we want to use it effectively. So come to the open house if you want to save yourself. Next, Trey, if you could open shivaforpresident.com and go to free downloads. So there is cards that we are recommending that all of us are doing here on the call today. There's a English card and there's a Spanish card. If you are in a region where there is a Spanish population, go to shivaforpresident.com, Trey, and then go to free downloads. So that's the shivaforpresident.com cards that I want everybody in US to get millions of these out there. Right. Thanks, Trey. So what does the front say? Save yourself. Those are the kind of people we need. And then at the back, you have this wonderful graph that shows lifespan is going down. It's not wonderful. It's awful. It's a disgrace. But that's the current circumstance we are in. Cost of living is going up. Lifespan is going down. So we need to learn to fight back. We cannot be inactive. Inaction leads to all of this. So that's where it leads you. When you scan that QR code or go to shatterthiswarm.com, it takes you to that video where you learn how the few control the many. If you scroll down, Trey, you will also see the Spanish version of this. You can share that with your Spanish friends and family and colleagues. And then if you go to vishwa.com/cards, Trey, there we have the cards for international community, because this is a global planetary wide movement. It's not just right now we are New Yorkers talking here. It's not just US, it's a global movement. We have people from all over the planet participating in this. So we have come together thanks to hard work of all these volunteers. Nobody gets paid. We're all taking time off our life and then putting it to build this movement. So you'll see cards from Tamil, Finnish, all different sorts of language people have come together, translated and made it available. So it's easy for you to get involved. You just print this. We have a new center. If you watched earlier live from Europe, volunteers, they are printing and making that available for all the European people in very discount price. That's affordable. And similarly, in the US, we have our volunteers printing and sharing at a very discounted price. You can go to shivaforpresident.com and you can see you can get like 10,000 of these. So the election is coming soon. So we want millions, maybe if you combine cumulatively across the planet, it has to be like over in billions. We need to get these out in billions so people are aware that there's a bottoms-up movement of working people that exists, that they can get involved and become active. They don't have to sit and complain and wait for someone to come save us or vote for lesser of two evils. None of that. We are determining our own destiny. We are creating our own fate. We are not creating, finding excuses or blaming anyone. We want to make our own future. And that depends on where we put our focus on, what we put our mind to. So that's the movement. You have that movement. You see these wonderful people here who have raised their consciousness, who are becoming brighter and brighter. You glow like a candle, and then you do more, you learn, and then you become a lighthouse to your community, and then you become a star, and then you become a supernova. There's no end. Anything we want to achieve, we want to accomplish, we can do it. It's in us. We just have to work together as a community, collectively, and create our own destiny. So together, we will continue to build this movement from ground up. Thank you again, everybody, for being part of this conversation. We'll be back. Let's keep fighting for a better future. Be the light.
Good meeting, Shirish.
Thank you, George.
Oh, good night.
Good night.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working-class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors are blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India to have us fighting each other while they remained safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers, and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not-so-obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption and racism. They've transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day, millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shiva Ayyadure, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Shiva for president.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves. because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. And the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.